What now? These findings provoked the question, what do we want for the future of fine art education and for the UK contemporary art sector? This is particularly pertinent in the current UK context, where there are debates about the increasing emphasis on employability within education. The generous and honest testimonies given by the graduates we interviewed show widespread dissatisfaction among students, who experience their professional practice modules as lacking. The data also reveals the toll that the current political, social, and economic climate is taking on early career artists, particularly those from marginalised groups. It was evident from our graduate testimonies that they experienced the sector as elitist, exclusionary, and exploitative, and that this contributed greatly to their struggle to sustain a creative practice after graduation. Ultimately, we found that these hostile conditions forced many to stop practicing and withdraw from the sector entirely, thus reinforcing its white, non-disabled and middle-class predominance. We believe change is long overdue. How this looks will differ from institution to institution, but crucially, should be done in consultation with fine art students and graduates.